From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of April 3rd and April 10th, 2023. This episode, the fifth in a series on water and U.S. civil rights history, begins an exploration of water connections to the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. That's part of Maple Leaf Rag, composed by Scott Joplin and performed by Zachary Brewster Geis. Scott Joplin, an African-American from Texas who became known as the King of Ragtime Music, was born in 1868. That year also brought the effective birth of the 14th Amendment, which was ratified in July 1868. Have a listen to the music for about 20 more seconds and see if you know four areas of rights addressed by the amendment. If you guessed any of these, you're right. Citizenship, privileges and immunities, due process, and equal protection. Let's have a listen to Section 1 of the Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Other sections of the amendment address citizens' right to vote, insurrection against the United States, civil war debts and compensation, and finally, of great importance to civil rights legislation, congressional authority to enforce the amendment. The late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, in a 1987 speech, said the following about the 14th Amendment, quote, "While the Union survived the Civil War, the Constitution did not. In its place arose a new, more promising basis for justice and equality, the 14th Amendment, ensuring protection of the life, liberty, and property of all persons against deprivations without due process, and guaranteeing equal protection of the laws," unquote. There may be no more important development in U.S. civil rights history, certainly in its legal history, than passage and ratification of the 14th Amendment. Interestingly, from a water perspective, the first U.S. Supreme Court interpretation of the amendment in 1873 addressed a law focused on water and public health. About 100 years later, water infrastructure was at issue in another significant federal court claim under the amendment. And water infrastructure is the subject of a 2022 complaint filed under the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964, for which the amendment is a significant constitutional foundation. This episode's overview sets the stage for upcoming episodes on those three 14th Amendment water stories. Thanks to Zachary Brewster Geis for making a recording of Maple Leaf Rag available for public use. And we close with about 20 more seconds of that well-known Scott Joplin tune. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.